Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At AM 630.
All right, get ready here. In the next 2 hours, some of the most influential in all of Washington, D.C., talk radio especially. 7:07 now coming up. FCC Commissioner Mike O'Reilly will join us at 7:15 to talk about net neutrality being overturned today. 7:35, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. He's been pressuring the government on all sorts of things. He's joining us in studio. 8:05, Steve Moore. He's a Heritage Foundation economist central to this tax debate. And then at 8:35, Andrew McCarthy. In today for the Vacationing Mary Walter, I'm Vince Colonies. I'm joined by Sebastian Gorka.
Greetings, WML listeners.
Good to have you here, sir. Okay, and also very good to have Congressman Jim Jordan on the line. We'll get to him in a second. Here is Rod Rosenstein yesterday testifying before the House Judiciary Committee.
I don't know exactly what the president meant by that, Congressman. The special counsel's investigation is not a witch hunt.
Is not a witch hunt. But, Jim Jordan, you say that this special counsel needs to end and another one needs to be appointed. Good morning, and why?
Good to be with you. Well, I mean, look at all I got to do is look at Peter Schrock. I mean, this the super agent, the James Bond guy at the FBI, ran the Clinton investigation, interviewed Aberdeen Mills, interviewed Clinton, ran the Russian investigation, interviewed Flynn, changed the exoneration letter on Clinton from gross negligence, which is a crime, to extreme carelessness, which isn't. He's the guy picked by Mueller and then subsequently kicked off Mueller's team for all these crazy text messages. And one of those messages we learned yesterday between sent by Peter Strzok to Lisa Page says, we can't let this happen. We can't run that risk that Donald Trump might actually be elected by the people and made president of the United States, so we have to have an insurance policy. It shows intent to plan to do something to prevent Donald Trump from being president. And we think that was the FBI taking his dossier, dressing it all up to get warrants to spy on Americans. We think Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI, was the guy that most likely did that. And they won't answer those questions, but it sure points to the fact that something bad was going on at the FBI during 2016 campaign.
Now, you've known about those text messages for, I think, a little over 24 hours now, the specifics. Yep. Have you found out any more information about what he meant by an insurance policy against Trump?
No, but you can sense that he does think he's, you know, the greatest agent in history. And, of course, he was the key guy there. I mean, when you run the Clinton investigation, Russian investigation, you interview Clinton, you're changing the exoneration. When you do all that, you are an important guy. And he was deputy head of counterintelligence at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So he has all that. And we're convinced. I mean, when you boil this all down, it really comes down to two questions. Did the FBI pay Christopher Steele, the author of the dossier? It's been reported they reimbursed him. It's been reported they considered paying. We think they paid him. No one will answer that question. Why, I don't know. But Christopher Steele, who was hired by Fusion GPS, who we know was paid by the Democrat National Committee in the Clinton campaign, Christopher Steele wrote the dossier. Did they pay Christopher Steele? And then did they take what he wrote, that work product, this dossier, this disproven, discredited National Enquirer baloney fake news dossier, did they take that and bootstrap it up into a legit intelligence document and take it to the FISA court to get warrants to spy on people associated with the Trump campaign? And if the answer to those two questions is yes, it undermines everything. It says this is a joke. And those people, if that happened, they need to be investigated and need to be held accountable, those people, the FBI.
Congressman, you've called for another special prosecutor or counsel to look into the corruption. What do you say to those who say that the special counsel itself is a very, very misused tool, and any other so impaneled individual would lead to another farrago like the last one, especially after 8 years of a very politicized DOJ?
Sebastian, that's a great question, and I actually don't like special counsel, but I don't see any other remedy. That's why we called for it 4.5 months ago. We originally called for a second special counsel back in July, a number of us on Judiciary, because Jeff Sessions doesn't know where his recusal starts and stops, and Bob Mueller is inherently compromised, particularly on Uranium One issue, because he was FBI director when that all went down. So I don't know any other logical, and you have to have something that the American people are going to actually trust when there's a decision and conclusion reached. I don't think they're going to trust right now something that comes out of the Justice Department and the current FBI, but there's so many Comey people who are at the top still of that, and I don't think they're going to trust what Bob Mueller, whatever he comes up with. So the only remedy, only logical way to do this is you got to have a second one. I wish we didn't, but I don't see any other way to get to the truth and get the answers that the country deserves.
Congressman, you know, one of the most bizarre things, if you had woken me up from a coma yesterday and had me start watching that hearing, I would have thought a Democrat was president of the United States. I would have thought, based on the fact that Republicans are going so hard at the Justice Department for inadequacies and Democrats are working to defend the Trump Justice Department, what is going on? And do you think that the Justice Department and the FBI have a sense that the public confidence in those institutions is waning?
And how badly have they been damaged?
Well, but remember, this was, we're asking questions that took place in the Comey FBI and the Holder and Lynch Justice Department. But you're right. I wish they would give us the documents and answer the questions. For example, why can't you tell us whether you paid Christopher Steele? Everyone knows his name. Everyone knows what he did. Everyone knows Fusion paid him. Everyone knows he wrote the dossier. Everybody knows he met several times with the FBI. He testified to that. And everyone, not Christopher Steele, but others have testified to that fact. And everyone knows that Bruce Orr, this high-ranking top official at the Justice Department, met with him as well. So we know all that about him. Tell me what's going to hurt security if you tell us whether you paid him or not.
Congressman, here's something that's bugged me, though. Why can't the president help you get that answer?
The president could. But also, I mean, think about what the president's had to endure. He's had to endure, first this whole investigation, and then everyone's yelling obstruction at him just because he got rid of someone he's allowed to get rid of. He's allowed to run the executive branch, and he got rid of James Comey. And so they keep yelling obstruction. If he would weigh in now and say, we need to do this, and they're going to say, you're interfering with an investigation. You know how this town is. You know how the left is. You know how the Democrats are. So that's what's difficult for the president. The president wants the answer just as quickly as we do, and just as soon as the American people do. But I think that if he would weigh in that day, he'd have to face all that BS that comes from the left, more charges of obstruction. The one thing we do know, to date, not one shred of evidence that the Trump campaign coordinated with the Russians to influence the 2016 election. But we do know for certain, just as sure as you and I are talking right now, we know that the Clinton campaign paid Russians to do what? Influence the election. We know that happened via the dossier.
Is there not a danger to justice that Peter Strzok is now in the HR department of the FBI? Should he not be removed from federal employment today?
Here's what needs to happen with Peter Strzok. Here's what needs to happen with Andrew McCabe and Bruce Orr and Lisa Page and Bruce Orr's wife. They need to be subpoenaed by the Judiciary Committee. They need to be brought in. We need to depose them. And then they need to sit there right where Rod Rosenstein sat yesterday and answer questions in front of the cameras, in front of the public, so the American people can see the answers themselves. That's what needs to happen to them. And then after that happens, then we can get to the question you just asked, Sebastian. But that needs to happen first. This idea that, we're never going to hold people accountable. We can just talk with these guys and there's internal investigation going on. That will not work.
Congressman, can I ask you the most important question? Why don't you ever wear a sport coat?
We need to know this.
You can't get fired up when you get all that stuff, inhibiting you and everything else. So I wouldn't wear one on the House floor, but you're required to.
I
wear it there.
I was just wondering. We see you all the time, never with a coat on. Okay, thank you very much, Congressman.
Thank you, Congressman. Really appreciate you stopping
by Mornings on the Mall.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.